You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Thank God it's Friday!
Just the facts, man.
State Trooper pulled the Monroe woman over last night for not wearing her seatbelt. She announced, "I'm going to tell you right now, I'm drunker than a skunk."
Friday.
Seahawks star cornerback Richard Sherman called a possible ban an atrocious idea, adding it's weird they're targeting one specific word. Why wouldn't all curse words be banned then? While receiver Doug Baldwin told the Tacoma News Tribune, players often use the N-word as a term of endearment, adding the only people who use the N-word on the football field are African Americans, so the only people they are going at are African Americans.
Friday.
After revolution in Kiev, Russian tanks, choppers, and troops moved into Crimea.
Ukraine is on the brink of disaster, so things are improving.
The percentage of Americans who want to throw the bums out has never been higher, at least not in our surveys dating back to 1989. Just 22% in our ABC News Washington Post poll say they're happy with their current member of Congress. 68% say they're ready to look around for someone new. More than 7 in 10 Americans rate the economy negatively. 8 in 10 say the recovery is either weak or hasn't yet begun.
Friday.
Big tribute concert at the White House last night to the Women of Soul. As you might expect, Aretha was the headliner.
You're no good.
Sing it, Aretha. Of course, her signature song, Respect.
When Aretha first told us what R-S-P-E-C-T meant to her.
He misspelled respect.
R-S-P-E-C-T.
It's Friday! Yeah!
Yeah! Remember when Dan Quayle misspelled potato?
My friends and me were born.
Boy, the media didn't let go of that one for months. In fact, at the Democratic National Convention that followed, they had the little boy who was in the spelling bee where Dan Quayle read the spelling, and it was actually misspelled on the card. Opened the convention with, I believe, the Pledge of Allegiance. So Democrats wouldn't let that one go. How quickly do you, in the media, but I repeat myself, I wonder how long they're going to hang on to the president not being able to spell respect. I'm going to guess that won't last the weekend. You're listening to the radio program of record in these parts, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI, the great conversation here and every day of the work week from 5 through 9. If you've missed the first half of the show, don't worry. We have highlights, but we also have a lot of great stuff in front of us here and surprises on top of surprises. The last 2 hours of our show, we encourage your phone calls to help set the agenda. So give me a shout here at 425. No, not at 425. Do it at 206. 206-421-5757.
Yeah, give them out your cell phone number one more time. That'd be
yes,
great.
Yes, it's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, you got 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. Or just, is it in an hour, David Rolfe is going to be here. Who's David Rolfe? David Rolfe is the voice, the face, the embodiment of Service Employees International Union. In other words, he is the head honcho in these parts of SEIU. He is the political architect of the $15 an hour minimum wage. So he's going to be joining me in about 54 minutes. And at 8:45, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray going to be jumping on with me for a few minutes. So that should be a fun conversation. And we have all these stories in front of us here that we're going to get to. I thought I'd start off on a very, very inspiring note. As you know, this is the kind of show that supports innovation, creativity, the work ethic, everything that is great about this country. Here is a story about someone who is making it happen, and he's all of 15 years of age. Young entrepreneur has updated the idea of trying to remember something by tying a string around your finger. He's got a much better idea, and Como's Elisa Jaffe is here to report.
I'm a straight-A honors student.
You might want to remember the name Marcus Schiller.
I really, really set high goals for myself.
A bright, kind, confident, and extremely entrepreneurial ninth grader.
My dad's been an entrepreneur his whole life, and I really knew I wouldn't be able to shake that entrepreneurial genes.
Dad taught his kids a simple sales rule.
Definitely, yeah.
If there's a need, you have a product.
So Marcus would constantly come to me, I got another idea. I got an idea. I got a great opportunity. I got another idea. And my first question is, where's the need?
Right there. So I always.
The Mercer Island High School student noticed a few things among classmates. They all wore wristbands and didn't always finish assignments.
And it's not that they're bad students, it's just some days they forgot to do all of their homework.
Marcus remembered Dad's rule and saw there was a need to help students remember homework.
You attach it to your backpack and.
The kid came up with brain bands, a neon homework list for the wrist. Assign a color to a subject.
For example, I may assign red to math. And so when I get math homework, I would take off my red band and I would put it on my wrist.
When homework's done, put it back.
And I thought to myself, you know what? That's interesting.
Michael Schiller brought the brainstorm to friends at Sunrise Identity. They're now helping market the boys' business with a back-to-school launch this summer.
Where you could see us in Kmart, Office Max, and a variety of different retailers.
And it's not even the 15-year-old's first product. He developed Attachables, too, a way to customize ball caps. Might want to remember the name.
To be Marcus Schiller.
A teen.
So, with a $4.99 price point.
Driven to succeed.
Did I just hear a 15-year-old boy say, we got a $4.99 price point? Wonderful. What do you want to bet his favorite show is Shark Tank? Good for him. And by the way, I think this also goes to show the importance of an example set by a parent. This also goes to show the importance a father can have in a boy's life. This is good. It's a wonderful story. And he says that these brain bands of his are also good for adults, too. Now, how are they good for adults? He says, simple. A lot of adults are on multiple medications, or they have multiple kids to pick up from sports. So assign a different color band to a different medication, or a different band to a different kid playing a different sport. And, you know, move the bands from your wrist accordingly. Smart kid. Don't you love stories like this, Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III?
Yeah, you know, this is the sort of thing that restores your faith in humanity after we hear about the whining that goes on with some of the $15 an hour minimum wage crowd.
Yes.
You know, it's almost becoming increasingly clear that there are some people in life who get it and just those who don't.
Yeah.
Who don't seem to be hell-bent on saying, oh, you got to give me something. You got to take care of me. I can't do this for myself.
Yeah,
I don't
contrast.
Have the ability.
Contrast
with
this.
An excuse.
What this young man was saying about, I can find a way to make money. All I need to do is fill someone's need. I need to develop a product that fills someone's need. And there's a way to prosper from that. Contrast what you heard that father and son say with the comments made at the minimum wage town hall. Well, if I get a higher minimum wage for the work I'm already doing, if they give me $15 an hour instead of $9.32, then I can move to a better neighborhood and I can get a car and invest in my education, et cetera, et cetera. Just give me more money and for the work I'm doing already. What a completely different outlook on what this country is all about. You contrast those two.